If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because,
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hi, my name's Zach. I'm 12 years old and I host We the Children, the podcast where kids talk climate change. Like a lot of kids my age, when I think about the future, I can't help but wonder what kind of world will be waiting for us. Will polar bears still roam the Arctic? Will we still be able to see colorful coral reefs or build snowmen in the winter? I'd like to think so. That's why I'm trying to learn as much as I can about climate change science, stories, and solutions from some of the world's leading experts, and share what I learned with all of you. Together, we can decide what type of future we want for our planet. Subscribe to We the Children on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and visit us at WeTheChildrenPodcast.com. Remember, we, the children, have the power to make a difference.
Hi, this is Kristen Jamerson. Sorry I missed your call, but if you leave me a voicemail, I will call you back as soon as possible. Thanks.
Hello, Kristen. This is Nate from the show about science. We were about to do an interview, but I guess it just got delayed. So let us know when you want to do another interview. Or maybe we could also try calling back in a few minutes. Or like maybe a while. I don't know.
Hey guys, I'm really excited for another episode of Show About Science. This is your host, Nate. And today we're going to be talking about sea turtles. And we have been learning about this in school. And we've been learning about a particular sea turtle. That's later in the episode. It's going to be an awesome episode. So stay tuned.
Hello.
Hello, is this Kristen?
This is. How are you?
I'm good. Is this an okay time for you?
Yeah, sweetie, this is okay. I'm so sorry I missed your phone call.
Oh, it's okay.
We had lots of mama turtles come up and lay eggs on our beach today.
So, Kristen, can you introduce yourself?
Yeah. So my name is Kristen Jamerson, and I am an environmental educator at Sea Turtle Inc., a sea turtle hospital in South Padre Island, Texas.
Did you say South Padre Island or Saint?
South.
South. I've heard of Saint Padre Island, but I've never heard of South before.
Yeah, we're all the way down by the border of Mexico.
But Texas claims the land.
Texas claims the land. That is correct.
Okay, got it. So now that our listeners know who you are, tell us the story of those mama sea turtles.
So today, when I was at work, we got a call, a couple calls actually, about mama sea turtles that were on the beach. So here in South Padre in the summertime, it is nesting season here. So what we do is we send patrollers out on the beach to look for nesting mamas. So those mama turtles come out of the water, they crawl up onto the island, and they'll dig a hole with their back flippers, and they come up to lay their eggs. So my boss was out on the beach, I was out on the beach, a bunch of people that worked at Sea Turtle Inc. were out on the beach collecting nests, collecting these eggs, and we actually move all of our nests to a corral, which is just a big fenced-in area on the beach to keep the nest safe. So we were out on the beach all day long collecting these eggs, moving them to our corral, and cleaning everything up. So it was a long day. We had 11 nests total for the day, which is a lot here for South Padre Island.
And, like, how do the sea turtles get onto land?
How do they get onto land? They actually just swim towards the shore. And then they crawl up on the beach. The mama turtles do.
Don't they drag themselves up?
They do. They drag themselves up the beach.
So they swim out of the water and then drag themselves the rest of the way.
Exactly right. So it looks like they're crawling.
Yes. Okay. So what do the sea turtles like to do?
When they're out in the ocean?
Like, what do they do when they're on land and in the ocean?
So sea turtles really only come on land whenever they're laying eggs or if they're sick or injured. So when they come up on land, they lay their eggs and they go immediately back to the water.
Wait, so this is why I'm asking you. What do the sea turtles like to do in the water?
When they're in the water, they swim around, they eat lots of food, they like to migrate, so they'll go different places, and most of the time when they're doing that, they're either migrating so they can find more food to eat, or they're migrating so they can go and reproduce and come up and nest. Because most of the time where sea turtles like to lay their eggs, it might not be in the same spot where there's lots of food for them.
Okay, so what do the sea turtles eat?
That really depends on what species of sea turtle you're talking about.
Then let's do a hawksbill.
Hawksbills, that's a good one. So hawksbills really like eating sea sponges. Do you know a famous sea sponge?
SpongeBob.
Exactly right.
And so let's do a comparison.
Okay.
So we know the hawksbill. Now let's try, what's the leatherbacks?
The leatherback likes to eat things that are in the ocean that are slippery and slidy, and sometimes they sting you.
Jellyfish.
Exactly right.
So now let's see a green sea turtle.
Green sea turtles like to eat things that are green. So what's green in the ocean?
Plants.
Plants. So seagrasses, algae, things like that.
Got it. So do you know my teacher?
I'm not for sure. I talked to so many teachers, but you guys were learning about sea turtle ink in class, weren't you?
I think so. We were basically learning about St. Padre Island, and we had a thing called Sea Turtle Island, which we ended a few days ago.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I love Sea Turtle Island. I did it every day.
So I heard that you guys were learning about a certain turtle that was in our hospital.
We've been learning about green sea turtles.
Uh-huh. Do you know about a turtle named Allison?
Yeah, we donated to her.
Did you? That's awesome.
Yeah, so tell our listeners about Allison, the very much-hurt sea turtle who only has one flipper.
So Allison is one of our resident sea turtles at Sea Turtle Inc. So Sea Turtle Inc. is a hospital. So whenever we get turtles that come into our hospital, most of those turtles are able to go back out into the ocean. But sometimes we have turtles that can't be released back out into the wild because of their injuries. So Allison is a really special turtle, and she came into Sea Turtle Inc. back in 2005, and she was stranded on the beach from a predator attack. Do you know what a predator is?
A predator is like someone or something who eats other things, other living things.
Exactly right. So a predator is an animal who would eat another animal. So what do you think are some predators of sea turtles?
Sharks.
Sharks, exactly. So we actually think it was a shark that got to Allison. Now, sharks aren't bad. Sea turtles are actually predators too. Sharks have to eat, just like sea turtles have to eat. So Allison was attacked by a shark, and she is missing 3 out of her 4 flippers. Now, when sea turtles swim, their front flippers are used for power. That's what lets them swim really fast in the ocean. And their back flippers are used for steering, just like the steering wheel in a car. Now, if you only had one flipper left in the front, that would be pretty hard to swim, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So with only one flipper left, Allison could really only swim in a circle. And at this time, Allison was still pretty small. She can fit in your hand.
Wait, could I tell the rest of the story?
Of course, go ahead.
So she could only swim in a circle until one volunteer, a very young man, he came to work at the Sea Turtle Hospital for a short period of time. And he said, could I do something using a few materials? And they said, sure, go to town. So he took some wood and some tape, just random materials, and he created a rudder for Allison to help people steer her the direction she wants to go. Is that the story?
That is the story.
How is Allison doing right now?
She's doing great. Allison is thriving. She has gotten so much bigger than when she first came into the hospital. Allison now weighs 120 pounds. So she's a pretty big turtle, and she still has more time to grow. She will get even bigger than that. Green sea turtles can get to be up to 400 pounds.
Wow. I just gotta say, that's amazing. I want to do a newspaper about that, and wow.
Yeah, she's a pretty amazing turtle. Lots of people love to come to Sea Turtle Inc. just so they can see Allison.
So what I'm going to do tomorrow is I'm going to tell my teacher that I talked to you and tell her that we talked about Allison and she is basically thriving.
Good, you tell her that.
Because my teacher doesn't exactly know how Allison is doing.
Yeah, she's doing great.
Good, and I hope she does for quite a while.
I hope so too, and I think that she will.
Could you tell me how people could learn more about Sea Turtle Inc.?
So if you are interested in learning more about Sea Turtle Inc., you can visit our website at www.seaturtleinc.org. We have lots of information, just general information about sea turtles, more about what we do. You can even go on there and watch some of our turtle cameras if you wanted to. We have cameras on some of our tanks in our hospital. And you can even see a list of all the patients that we have and our residents at our hospital right now.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
I got it. Thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a good rest of your day.
I will. Wait, it's not the end of the show. We still have some more silliness for you. I mean, I'm just in my mood today. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our, well, behind the scenes episode of what happens on the show about science all the time. So basically, I do this. I basically rub the cords through my toe like I'm cleaning out my toe. And also, when I ask a good question, I will get up off my seat and dance around constantly. And when I ask a really good question, I will go and high-five my dad multiple times. And that's it for today's show. Nate, you can shut the recording off. And that actually means you, Dad. The music on today's episode was given to us by bensound.com. That's it for the show. Thanks for listening.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Hi, my name's Zach. I'm 12 years old, and I host We the Children, the podcast where kids talk climate change. Like a lot of kids my age, when I think about the future, I can't help but wonder what kind of world will be waiting for us. Will polar bears still roam the Arctic? Will we still be able to see colorful coral reefs or build snowmen in the winter? I'd like to think so. That's why I'm trying to learn as much as I can about climate change science, stories, and solutions from some of the world's leading experts, and share what I learned with all of you. Together, we can decide what type of future we want for our planet. Subscribe to We the Children on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts, and visit us at wethechildrenpodcast.com. Remember, we, the children, have the power to make a difference.